Bird in the Loom by Molly Dibb, age 11. A new girl arrived in the factory, a slip of a thing with chestnut skin and large grey eyes. Mr. Cash barked his instructions over the clatter of the shuttles and shoved her towards my loom.
She's French. God help her.
He marched off in the direction of the offices. There was trouble at Cash's. Everyone knew it. Workers had stormed out at the arrival of the new looms. Jacquards, they called them. They were French, too. I turned to the new girl. I'm Florence Gutteridge.
Marie Lecoy,
she stammered. I showed her how to turn a thread, but I needn't have bothered. She was an expert. Her hands were swift as gulls, the way they caught the wood and bound the weft. Her face was expressionless as her actions soon became part of the machine, lifting, pulling, beating and threading. In comparison, my great raw hands were clumsy and slow.
Get a move on, Gutteridge,
snapped a voice from behind me. Mr. Cook, the supervisor, was always one to trouble me. Father said I would lose my job if I didn't speed up. No matter how hard I tried, my great swollen fingers wouldn't move any faster. The bitter December cold had torn the skin from my hands, leaving great swollen welts across my knuckles.
Don't you dare bloody those threads, girl. This ribbon will dress the finest ladies in London, and the last thing they want is blood on their skirts. Last chance, Gutteridge.
I squeezed back the tears, seeing my baby brother's hungry face. I would try harder, just for Amos. We couldn't lose another baby. Mother hasn't been the same since Myrtle passed on. Biting my lip, I gripped the shuttle and slammed it down, opening and shutting the threads as fast as I could. Reds and golds became a blur with the clack, clack, clack of looms swirling all around me. My breathing quickened as I wound the weft, hands stinging all the way.
No, no, Florence.
I felt Mary's soft hands against me. Her fragile fingers wrapped around mine, showing the way. She drove the loom smoothly, feeding each new piece across the threads. There was no banging or slamming. Her expert wrists knew the way, guiding mine across the ragged field of silk, turning its rough edges to a pattern of gold. Mary's great eyes closed in concentration. Lifting her hands away, my stiffened fingers swooped and ducked across the loom, as if they too were birds circling the skies above the fields beyond the canal. Mr. Cook came to a standstill, a look of bewilderment on his sour face. Two pairs of hands worked in unison, transforming the ugly threads into cloth of gold. For that moment, I felt some sort of connection, binding me, the loom and Mary together as one. Our fingertips touched, and a light began to shine in my new friend's eyes.